can't decide between a veil or a hat. I mean, I want to look elegant, but with a, you know, sense of whimsy, traditional, but fun.
Maybe they have one of those beer can hats, but for champagne flutes. That's elegant and fun.
Victoria, my wedding is in 3 weeks, and you're either part of the problem or you're part of the solution.
Don't upset your sister. I think the veil you're wearing is gorgeous.
I hate it.
I hate it, too.
Here we are.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Amazing.
Oh, my God, I think I'm going to cry. Where the hell are the wrist loops to carry the train?
The seamstress will add those after this final fitting.
Information, communication, that is the only way this is going to work. Just fork it over.
She's got a little case of the pre-wedding jitters.
Yeah, this morning she made the florist cry. He said it was allergies, but we all knew.
What I'm saying is it's been a long day already, so keep the free hooch flowing.
I'll grab you another bottle. Just so you know, three is the limit.
Then three it shall be. Oh, appreciate you coming along with us today. Oh, having an eyewitness kept me from killing her about four times.
Do what you need to do, Mom. I'm no snitch. She's going to be a beautiful bride, though, isn't she?
Absolutely.
So happy for her.
Yeah. Until about 2 years ago, I'd have bet cash money she was going to be one of those cranky old spinsters in sensible shoes and a boy's haircut.
Living in a mobile home filled with stacks of old Red Book magazines and 25 uncaged parakeets.
We go visit her on the weekends and walk through her gauntlet of wind chimes and dream catchers, ignoring the health department citations and her prominent chin whiskers.
Ta-da!
There she is!
The most beautiful bride in the whole world.
It's not too shabby, right?
You look amazing.
Let's get you zipped up.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Oh, yeah, looks like we might need to let this out just a smidge.
No, you won't. I am just a few pounds from my target weight, and when I set a goal for myself, I reach it.
Honey, the wedding is in 3 weeks.
Which means I'm right on schedule. I am going to drop those last 6 pounds, easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Of course you will.
Those 6 pounds will be your bitch.
Damn right they will.
Now, why don't you go get changed, and I'll take my two girls out for a nice lunch.
Lunch? I have 6 pounds to lose. Am I in this by myself? Becca.
We're going to need that third bottle in a to-go bag.
For the first time in my life, I see love.
Mike, come on, get out of bed.
What's wrong? Is the house on fire? Wake me when it gets to the stairs.
Get up. You and I are going for a 2-mile run.
All right, sweetie, I think you're sleepwalking. Just climb back into bed and don't pee in the clothes hamper.
We are getting married in 3 weeks, and you and I are going to tone up.
Hey, we bigs don't tone, and we don't tan. We burn, and we stroke out. And three. Let's do this.
Honey roasted peanuts. You think Molly will be tempted by these?
You remember what happened the last time she starved herself. She ate half a jar of my avocado face scrub.
In her defense, it does look like guacamole.
Well, that may be, but a sane woman doesn't dig around her mother's makeup kit looking for a snack.
What's going on?
Molly's trying to drop 6 pounds before the wedding, so we're getting rid of everything but ice and onions.
She's really serious about this weight loss thing. Starving herself is not the answer.
Oh, she's exercising, too. She's out right now jogging around the neighborhood.
Not talking diet and exercise. I'm referring to the weight loss miracle known as horse laxatives.
Vince, don't be an ass.
I'm serious. I got a jockey buddy who sometimes has to drop 5 pounds in 6 hours. All he needs is one cap full of high-o silver and a good book.
2.5 miles. Pretty good. Tomorrow we'll go for 3.
I thought we were supposed to take a day off. Yeah. Let the muscles reattach themselves to the bone.
No, you can't have a day off. It's all about speeding up your metabolism. Now I'm going to go take a shower and make us a nice healthy smoothie out of beets, carrots, and kale.
That's my reward for running in the dark and giving myself a 2.5 mile wedgie?
It's all yours.
Really?
Yeah, but eat it behind the garage.
God bless you.
That is your fifth cup of coffee. You better have an empty milk jug in the car, because I'm not spending my entire day trying to find porta-potties and big trees.
Molly dragged me out of bed at 5 o'clock this morning to go jogging.
Oh, that was you? I have to call my roommates and tell them it wasn't Godzilla.
I have hot coffee in my hand, and I'm going on about 5 hours of sleep.
Boy, someone woke up on the wrong side of Tokyo this morning.
I'm guessing this new fitness regime has something to do with your impending nuptials.
She's driving me crazy, Carl. I don't know why she's making such a big deal out of a wedding.
Hey, this is a huge milestone in a woman's life. Something she's been dreaming and fantasizing about since she was a young girl.
But it's just one day.
One day she will remember forever. For me and you, that's like the first time we ever saw a real-life naked boob.
October 6, 1988. Joy Harmon was her name. She was the first girl in our class to get boobs, and I was the third guy to see them.
Mm-hmm. And I bet you the time leading up to that was filled with hope and expectation.
Oh, God, yes. She told me at lunch I could see one of them after school. I remember it was pizza day, and I left half of it on my plate.
And that speaks volumes right there.
When the bell rang, I ran to meet her underneath the bleachers. My heart was pounding with anticipation.
Of course it was. There can be no other first time, and you wanted it to be perfect.
And it was. I could tell she liked me because she showed me the second one without me even asking. And that's after I drooled all over the first one.
Yeah, can't see one without the other. It's like the Kill Bill movies.
They were like two perfect pieces of flan. You know, if you put a Hershey's Kiss on each one.
Now, if you'd like to get into your bride's head a little bit, just change boobs to Holy Matrimony and you can understand where she's coming from.
Wow, I always knew it was important to her, but I never realized it consumed her every thought and dictated her every action.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes you gotta step back and look at things from an intellectual standpoint.
Thanks for helping me understand.
No problem. So I'm guessing Joy Harmon is the reason you always order two pieces of flan?
You know, I hope one day Molly gets me the way you do.
All right, here we go. Feeling good. Oh, whoops. Hello, old friend. We meet again. All right, stop, 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 son of a bitch! Liar! Uh-oh, she's arguing with the scale again.
Just so you know, when the pothead ties a knot, we're gonna go live in a hotel. Probably Europe.
Mom! Down here, sweetie! Hide the chips and try not to piss her off.
The smoothie you made me for dinner tonight, did you put banana in it?
Because
I specifically said no banana.
Well, if you said no banana, then there was not a banana in there.
There were two bananas in the kitchen. If I go in there right now, are there still going to be two bananas?
Vince ate them.
No, I didn't. I hate bananas. They got a weird texture and they make me look apish.
You look apish holding a pen. One banana is not going to kill you, sweetie.
It's pure starch and my glycemic index spikes. Me might as well fill the blender with fudge. You're all trying to sabotage me. Don't even pale. I see you.
Hi, hon. Did you have a good day?
Grab your gym bag. We're taking a spinning class.
I just walked in the door.
For the love of God, grab your bag and get her out of here. If she looks in the trash and finds two banana peels, we're all dead.
Realize this is a nightmare for me. I'm a fat guy in a little room on a bike that goes nowhere.
You don't get on that bike, you're gonna have a new nightmare.
All right, let's mount up. Oh, good, the seats are really small.
Remember not to stay in the saddle the whole time. You need to move up and down and lift with your core.
That should put me on a fast track to erectile dysfunction. I thank you for that.
Molly?
Yeah.
It's Allison. We met at OA a couple years ago.
Oh, my God. Allison, you look great. What'd you lose, like 40 pounds?
52.
52.
It took me almost 3 years, but I did it.
Wow. I'm happy for you. Seriously. Oh, this is my fiancé, Mike.
Hi.
Doesn't she look great?
Sure.
200 pounds. Well, you set a goal and you hit it. Bully for you.
The key is not to try and lose it too quick.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what Mo's trying to tell this guy over here. Slow and steady wins the race. Don't I always say that?
She does. Never in this context, but it's a good rule anyway.
Those crash diets never work. You try starving yourself, you just end up gaining more weight.
Right, I say that too. That's, I forgot my sports bra in the car. I know. Looks like I'm wearing one, but that's just because they're naturally perky. Excuse me.
Where are you going? Are you coming back?
Welcome, everybody. Let's wake those legs up, spin away the cares of the day. In the saddle,
ow.
Out of the saddle. In the saddle,
ow.
Out of the saddle. In the
ow.
Saddle.
He's trying not to lose it so quick. So smug. Just tiny ass and one chin. Come on, Biggs. I know you've got candy in here somewhere. Think like Mike. Think like Mike. Think like Mike. Jackpot! Thought you had me, didn't you? Not this time, fun-sized son of a bitch. Hey! Oh. Excuse me, you hit my car.
Sorry, it's covered in dents already and my car's fine, so no big whoop.
Whoa, it's a whoop. It's a very big whoop.
Come on, I'm late for spin class. And FYI, this parking lot is for gym members only.
Well, FYI, I am a gym member.
Of course you are. Look, how about I give you $5, buy yourself a slice of pizza, we'll call it even.
You're so smart, don't you? My boyfriend's a cop. He still needs a cheat sheet for the microwave.
Molly?
Mike.
Molly!
Mike!
Molly, you got my keys!
I can't believe this. Never been arrested in my life.
What'd you do?
This woman in the parking lot got very snotty with me. I accidentally kicked off her side view mirror.
I admire your restraint. I once bit off a woman's earlobe for giving me a bad manicure.
Well, there's nothing worse than a bad manicure.
Yeah, I couldn't speak Korean, so I opted for the universal language of I'm biting your ear off, bitch.
Sure, gal's gotta make her point.
If a gal's on angel dust and bathtub crank, it could take four cops and a dog to get her off her soapbox. So what's your poison?
Well, I've been on kind of a crazy juice fast. I'm not gonna lie to you, I'm tweaking pretty bad.
Oh, I am never so mean as when I am hungry. I did 4 days on Jenny Craig, lit my boyfriend's legs on fire.
Oh, my God.
I was actually aiming for his junk, but the welding torch sparked.
These things can be tricky. Other than that, though, did you have any success on Jenny Craig?
You know what? Portion control ain't my strong suit.
Tell me about it. When I open a can of Pringles, I don't stop till I hit dust. It's so emotional lately. I'm getting married in 3 weeks and been acting crazy.
That's a stressful time. Lots of couples can't take the pressure, especially if you lit the groom-to-be's legs on fire.
I can see how that might give a fella cold feet, ironically. I just don't want to give up. I've set a goal for myself, and my God, I want to meet it. Hopefully without killing somebody.
Or paying somebody else to do it for you.
I didn't hear a thing.
Oh, so, is everything okay?
The woman agreed to drop the charges if I pay for a new side view mirror and a new brake light.
That brake light was broken before I kicked it.
I said I believe you. Why don't you run upstairs and take a shower?
Not that he's trying to tell you what to do.
Yeah, I would never do that. Shower if you want. I mean, you did sit in somebody's pee, but it's your call.
I'm gonna go take a shower.
I don't know who that woman is.
Keep your voice down. And if you're gonna cry, cry in the kitchen.
I thought I was marrying a sweet little school teacher, not some car-kicking lunatic. It's 3 weeks until the wedding, and Molly's already been thrown in the pokey. At this rate, our honeymoon's gonna be a conjugal visit.
Ow! Buck up and sit down.
Great. She's a kicker and you're a hitter. What kind of family am I marrying into?
A loving, supportive one, and we are gonna help my little angel look her best for her wedding.
What if she doesn't lose the weight? What if the dress doesn't fit?
That is not an option.
Please don't hit me again.
Look, I've been through this with her before. She gets her mind set on something, and God help anything that gets in her way.
Wait, so she's acted this way before?
Oh, are you kidding me? Prom, senior picture day, and one god-awful summer when she decided to master the accordion.
I didn't know she could play the accordion.
Huh. Second runner-up, Cook County Polka Festival preteen division. 3 worst days of my life.
So were you going to go talk to her?
I've had a lifetime of talking to her. You're going to be her husband, so now it's your turn. Take this to your future bride. Sleepy time tea always calms her down.
Okay.
Sometimes I find it's helpful to drop an Ambien in, just to make sure crazy goes night-night.
What the hell? Nobody gains weight in prison.
Knock, knock. Brought you your tea. Put an ice cube in there so it's not so hot. In case you spill it or it gets thrown.
You think I'm crazy, don't you?
What? I don't think that. I certainly wouldn't say that. If I did, who'd be the crazy one then, right?
So caught up in this wedding, and I know I'm driving everybody nuts.
You've been a little off your game, but I don't think anyone else has noticed.
Come on.
A few cops, a couple eyewitnesses, but for all they know, you're like that all the time.
Sorry to put you through all this. I want to look perfect for you on our wedding day.
Are you kidding? You look perfect to me all the time. Whether it's just waking up in the morning, wearing one of my football jerseys, or cleaning the garage in those goofy looking overalls, or this whole gypsy fortune teller thing you got going on here. Listen. You don't have to squeeze into some wedding dress to look perfect to me. You're already the most beautiful woman in the world.
I love you.
I love you too.
Come on, let's get into bed.
I know better than to argue with a crazy woman.
We gotta get up bright and early if we're gonna get in those 3 miles.
Wait, did you not hear a word I just said?
I am getting married in 3 weeks, and I'm going to fit in that freaking wedding dress if it kills us all.
God, what's it going to be like when she's pregnant?
What?
Coming!
Okay, which button is it?
It's the red one, Mother.
All right, Molly. Play it for Mommy. Beautiful. Is that Frere Jaca?
Fear, fear, polka mother.
Well, it's like having Lawrence Welk in the living room. Isn't she good, Victoria?
Amazing.
Okay, sweetie, you keep playing. Mama's gonna make us all some lunch.
No, Mom, I'm getting to the best part. You're gonna miss the best part.
Okay, I'll stay. Victoria, get Mommy's vodka out of the freezer.
Amazing!